And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transformative, and totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, as we conclude Galatians chapter 5, we encounter the fruits of the Spirit. And it's important to note that verse 22 states, it's when the Holy Spirit controls our lives. This means that when the Holy Spirit has more influence over us than our old selves or our carnal natures. When that happens, we're guided by the Spirit on a daily basis. If we position ourselves to honor God, love Jesus, and fellowship with the Holy Spirit, then we're catching on. Next, there are 9 fruits listed that originate from the Holy Spirit and should be manifested in our lives. I challenge you on one point that you may not have heard much about. Faith itself. Faith to believe God. Not faithfulness. Faith to believe God. That's not listed as one of the fruits of the Spirit. The reason is that faith is a decision. We must choose to believe. And finally, if we belong to Jesus, we've nailed the passions and the desires of our sinful nature to the cross. Verse 25 states that if we are living now by the Holy Spirit, and that's the caveat, we are not required to live according to the sinful nature. The sinful nature has been deemed worthy of the death penalty, but its complete execution has not yet fully been realized. Therefore, we need to live by and follow the Holy Spirit in order to distance ourselves from our old self.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. Doesn't matter whether you're in San Diego or Dallas. Doesn't matter. You can text us live during the show. 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. That's fun, too. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, that's like sharing a cheat meal on your diet with your favorite person, of which, of course, I did again this week. Wondered what I had.
What'd you have?
Chinese food.
Nice.
See, most people don't understand how this works. So during Christmas, right, for Jewish people, the real Christmas meal for Jewish people is Chinese food. You just don't understand that. That's the culture of the day. I'm just helping you out.
Right.
So anytime I have Chinese food, I'm just like, I'm touching with my roots. You like that one? That was pretty good. All right. So how you doing, by the way, today, Jacob? How are things going for you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to do Jake's take in about a minute.
Speaking of cheating, I think I'm going to have pizza tonight.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
Can't go wrong with pizza, right?
Nope. That's my favorite of all foods on the planet.
Yeah, you were mentioning In-N-Out Burger and Whataburger. So I was like, man, I'm hungry.
That is the challenge of this show, isn't it? It's like right after the lunchtime and like you didn't eat lunch. Like I hardly ever eat lunch. You eat like later, it was like, And then we talk about all the different foods and stuff. And all this. It's like, oh, my goodness. Well, that's part of the fun, isn't it? All right, here we go. So a couple things I want to say in your direction. Make sure that you're on board with this. If you have a prayer request, now that means you want to take something that you've got that you're praying for, and you want other people to join their faith with your faith. You call up the show. We pray together. You can pray. I can pray. It doesn't matter. And we just combine our faith, and the people listening to the show combine their faith, and we ask the Lord. And we bring it to the Lord with expectation, with hope, with faith, and with submission. You don't tell God what to do. You ask. Remember Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given? He didn't say tell, right? So you ask. There's a big difference. So you ask the Lord, we'll petition. We'll see what he has to say. If you've got a praise report, Psalm 40, when the Lord puts your feet upon a rock and a new song in your heart, and you share that song, other people hear that song, Psalm 40, and people trust the Lord. When you share praise that God has done great things in your life, things that have taken place, people are blessed. You don't have to share brilliantly. You just have to share and let God take what it is and make it something that he wants to make it. Okay, so you got that opportunity. So praise report, prayer request, something that's on your heart, something that's on your mind, something the Lord's shown you, and you just want to share it, just trying to get it out. It's not really a kvetch fest. There are plenty of opportunities to be complaining. There are plenty of opportunities to say, hey, I just really dislike this and so forth. Got it, okay? This particular time is really set aside to encourage one another as we see the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. And my friends, it is getting closer and closer and closer. We also do Bible trivia. Here's your chance right here. Here you go. Who contributed their goods or their support to the ministry of Jesus? Was it the Jews, the apostles, or the awesome women? Who was it that contributed their goods, their resources, to the ministry of Jesus? Was it the Jews? Was it the apostles? Or was it the awesome women? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. So even if you're in San Diego, you can just kind of 972-445-0770. Or you can text, if you're from Dallas, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to do our DNA. Then after the DNA, we'll get Jake's take. So we got a lot of stuff going on here today, and he's got some pretty good takes, so we're excited about that. Let's do our DNA. DNA are our building blocks by which we function. Here they are. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
If you don't spend time with God every day, you're robbing yourself of your connection to heaven. Why would you do that? It's like, why would you, you know, it's like the Lord goes, here's four tires. And you go, no, I'll use three on my car. Don't do that. That's silly, right? So draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. In the politics and in the realm of false prophets, even in the last 3 days, people don't like people, apparently, that are Bible-believing, born-again Christians. They think that they're just oh so radical. Well, guess what? If we have to be called radical because we love Jesus, make sure I have a capital R in the front of my name. And then additionally, A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. Well done, Jim and Jacob. Here's the bottom line. You can't just think about yourself all the time. I know. It's hard. Like you're going through stuff and you're like, oh, this. And I know, I'm not saying you'd never think of yourself. It's just if you only focus on yourself, one, you're selfish, where the scripture tells us to be selfless. And number two, you're robbing yourself again from the opportunity of having other people's lives enter into your life, which will then give you more life. And so you definitely want to be working that in the right direction. OPM, other people matter. Now, who that is? Well, I don't know what you talked to God about it. Why don't you ask the Lord? Who should I pray for? Who should I care? Who should I encourage? Who should I connect to? Why don't you ask God? He's got tons of answers, and if anybody lacks wisdom, they can ask of God. You should ask of God. He's not going to sit there and pick you apart. He answers you without finding fault. He'll give you what you're looking for. You can tell me if you pray to the Lord and say, I need to pray for somebody in your kingdom. I want to be available. God's going to say, no, sorry, can't answer you. I mean, that's just ridiculous. All right? All right. Okay, once more on the triv question, then we'll do Jake's take. Let's make sure we make this and do this correctly. Here's the triv question. Who contributed to the goods and resources of the ministry of Jesus? Was it the Jews, the apostles, or the women? And I threw in awesome women, just so you can know. You got to tell me which of the three that is. You should know that answer. If you do, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, as well as send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we're going to do Jake's take. I like how that goes. I just really, it's like I'm starting to get into that. I'm liking the flow of that and everything else. Okay, so one of the things is we would gladly include the San Diego team in regards to the World Series, but they're not in the San Diego.
Right.
The San Diego team's not in there, so we can't do that. So the Padres aren't really a part of this right at this time, right?
No.
In the future, perhaps, just not right now. Right?
Possibly. Padres have been pretty good lately.
Okay, all right. It's good to hear. All right, but in the meantime, what do we have in the World Series, Jake?
So Rangers got a big win last night, winning 3-1 and taking a 2-1 lead in the series. And game four is tonight, again, in Arizona.
So they played two in Dallas, then they're Texas, and then they went to three in Arizona, and then two back in Texas, depending on how the series shakes out. Correct.
Correct. So game four is tonight in Arizona, and then they play again tomorrow night, also in Arizona. And then if the series is still going on at that point, the last two games will be in Arlington.
Okay, there you go. That's his take. Plus, there's one other thing that we need to bring up, and this has nothing to do with San Diego or Dallas. In fact, this has to do with my hometown. What do you got for me on that one?
So David's Lions won last night along with the Rangers, starting their season at 6-2.
6-2!
How are you feeling about that? Is it? You're not used to this. The Lions winning games?
It's very awkward to, you know, you're supposed to celebrate when things are well, but then you're used to, like, kind of going the other direction. I'm so used to going the other direction, I forgot how to celebrate. So
right. You're just kind of waiting for the ball to drop.
Well, that's funny you should say that. Yeah. On Friday, I'm actually doing a teaching on that, where the other ball drops. But here's the thing. The thing is 6-2, baby. That's 6-2. That's pretty good. Is that one of the better records in the league right now?
Right. So I have a couple of stats here. So the Lions are currently 6-2, which the last time they started this well was 2014, so 9 years ago.
Wow.
And if they win their next game against the Chargers, they will be their best start since 1953.
Wow. That would be something else.
Long before both of us were born.
Not that much long before, but long before, yeah. Okay.
At least long before me. Still, a long time ago.
Yeah, good take. Jake's take. Good job on that one. Excellent job on Jake's take. That was a really good one. All right, so now, remember, the Chargers are no longer the San Diego Chargers. So San Diego, nobody feels your pain like I do. Okay? Nobody feels that pain like I do. It's like, you, the team's going where? Okay. that was not a good season. Let's put that. Put it that way. All right, last on the triv, and then we just got so much to cover. I'm going to try and get into this briefly, but last on the triv, who contributed to the goods, their goods, and to the resources of the ministry of Jesus? Was it the Jews, the apostles, or the women, the awesome women? That is your trivia question. We'll take one brief moment as we step in, because I want you to understand what we're going to get into, and it's really fascinating, and I hope you really get something out of it. But we are in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, and it says this: when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us. And we're going to stop there. I'm not even going to do the fruits yet. I want you to just hear something. what happens when the Holy Spirit influences us. So understanding God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, no, you're not going to grasp it entirely perfectly initially because, first of all, God is finite, or God is infinite, and you are finite, and you being finite, you cannot fully comprehend infinite. Okay, it's impossible, so just stop that. But you can get a lot of what God is trying to communicate, and one of the things he communicates himself as a father, he communicates himself as the son, and the son, in many, many regards, is like somebody who's in almost a brotherly context since he shares the humanity with us, and the Holy Spirit is the comforter. Some people, and I know people get upset about this, but don't be upset about it. Some people see the Holy Spirit as like like a blanket that God surrounds you with and comforts you with and guides you with and makes things peaceful and graceful and so on and so forth. The Holy Spirit is a part of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. They are interchangeable. There is an order of procession. So the Spirit doesn't send the Father. The Father sends the Son, you know what I'm saying? Then the Son sends the Spirit kind of thing. When Jesus was in human flesh, he was directed by the Holy Spirit. But now that he's in exalted position, he directs the Holy Spirit. So what you need to understand is that this portion that Paul's talking about, which is at length, he goes at length here, is this is when our lives are being controlled or directed by the Holy Spirit and not by our old sinful self. When that happens, we're going to have things show up in our lives. So you get to find out whether you're really influenced by the Holy Spirit or not by just examining your own life, which is like, ooh. But don't be brokenhearted. There's many good things that are come out of this. Let me answer the trivia question, then we'll break, then we'll come back to it. Who contributed their goods to the ministry and the resources for Jesus? Was it the Jews, the apostles, or the women? The awesome women is the answer. So don't forget that awesome, fantastic, phenomenal women were the big supporters of Jesus' ministry. That is indeed a blessing to know, isn't it? All right, we'll take our break, and then we will come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Destroying
everyone. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Knock, knock. This is Dave. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I have a praise report.
All right. Fire away. What a great way to start my comeback. Come on. Tell me what's going on.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll explain. I was in stage 4 kidney disease, and I thought I was going to have to go on dialysis because of my uncontrolled diabetes. And I got my tests back yesterday, and the nephrologist told me that my kidneys are good. They're normal.
What? How did... What?
Yes.
What? You were at...
Yes.
Wait. Back up. You were at state... What? Wait. Go through that again.
Stage 4 kidney disease.
And then you were praying. And I know you got prayer from other places because you need to get prayers as many places you did. But I know we did pray for you too. And it's like we're a part of that. And you're rejoicing in the Lord. That is so cool, Deborah. I am so blessed.
Oh, me too. And I want to thank everybody for their prayers, and I'm always praying for everybody too.
That is so, so good. I'm telling you that there is joy in my heart because the Lord has touched you. I am just blessed beyond measure. That is so awesome.
I know. I thought I was going to have to go on dialysis, and now I don't have to.
Praise the Lord God Almighty. Let me just give thanks while you're with me on the phone, just real quickly, if you don't mind. Let me just say a prayer for thanks. Father, we just thank you for our sister. We thank you for this praise report. We just ask you to fill her heart with joy. Continue to let her share and testify like she just did, and let it be a blessing to other people like it's just been a blessing to me. We thank you for it. We know you did it. We praise you for it. We just acknowledge you for it, and we're just so thankful for our sister and pray continued blessings in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, David.
Oh, amen. I'm so
and
happy
God
for you.
God bless you all.
God bless you as well. How fantastic. I mean, there's nothing I can say now. What am I supposed to say? Good job, Deborah. Good job.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is so, so great. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. A little harder. That's how they go. That's how we do it. Just maybe stay with us. All right, here we go. What is the title that James gave to the Lord? Okay, this is James chapter 1, verse 17, brother of Jesus. What was the title James gave to the Lord? Father of lights, father of love, or father of mercy? So James gave a specific title to the Lord. Is it father of lights, father of love, or father of mercy? You're looking for James chapter 1, verse 17, if you think you know the answer. You can call us at 972-445-0770. So if you're in San Diego, you still call that number. Shouldn't cost you much or anything, actually, if you got a decent plan. And then you can call and answer the trivia question. Additionally, you can text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I have a very brief joke, which I think is somewhat funny, and we're going to find out if Jam and Jacob thinks it's also funny. We'll find out. This is about an employee and a boss. Ready? All right, here we go. An employee went to see his supervisor. Boss, he said, we're doing some heavy house cleaning at home tomorrow, and my wife asked me to help with the attic and the garage, moving and hauling stuff. But we're shorthanded, the boss replied. I can't give you the day off. Thank you, boss, said the employee. I knew I can count on you. I thought it was cute. Okay. I'm like the only person who thinks these jokes are cute. It was cute. See, he's like thankful. Okay, anyway. All right, we do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. I got the birds thing. That's not great. That's the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Knock, knock. This is Gary. How are you today?
Good, Gary. How are you feeling today?
Well, about the same. How are you doing?
I'm doing better today. Yesterday was a little tougher. The weekend was a little tougher, but I'm starting to come back upwards, and so I always like that part of it. So it's doing better down the. It's better on the upswing than on the downswing.
I'll keep praying for you.
And I appreciate that. We need Easton still needs prayer. He's doing a lot better, but I'll have an update for tomorrow. But I think that's it's good to know he's doing better. That's the big thing.
Well, that's good. That's yep. Good. Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that. And I'm going to pray for you after this, but first you're going to have to tell people the answer. What is the title that James gave the Lord? Was it Father of Lights, Father of Love, or Father of Mercy?
I believe it was Mercy.
Okay. Now, if it wasn't Mercy, where would you go next?
I'd say Love.
Okay. And if it wasn't Love, where would you go next?
I forgot what the other one was.
The Father of Lights.
Father of Light. Okay.
That's it right there, the Father of Lights!
Well, I didn't get that.
So in that one, so, you know, when James, this is where, I think this is where it talks about there's neither variableness, neither shadow of turning. come down from the Father of Lights above. So I think that's the reference point that we're looking at. That's why it was a James. I'm pretty sure it's 1:17, where it says, "Whatever is good and perfect comes to us from above, God who created all heaven's lights. Unlike them, he never changes or casts a shifting shadow." But that's the NLT. The other ones say, from the Father of Lights. So that's where that comes from.
I think that's James chapter 1, verse 17.
Yeah. If you got your Bible, double check and make sure, because if you says something a little different, I give credit for that. I'm just saying, so I don't, But I think...
Well, there's one verse there that says it's full of mercy.
Okay. What about 1:17? Is that what it says? Full of mercy? Because then I'll give you
credit.
Yeah,
I think that's what it said.
Okay. All right. You double check and you make sure, and then if it is, you would also get credit for that. Okay, so we went Father of Lights on that one, just to let you know, okay? All right, just so you can know. All right, let me pray over you, and what we need is exactly what you said. We need God's mercy, so let's pray right now. Father, we come before you right now, lift up our dear, precious brother Gary, and we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would manifest your compassion by touching his body physically, that he would find full healing from what he's encountering. Not partial, full. Complete healing in his body from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet and every part in between, that he would know that you have touched him and healed him. We keep praying, and we're not going to stop praying. We love our brother, and we petition you and ask you to manifest that compassion by healing him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, and thank you, and I'll continue to pray for you, and God bless you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. All right. Great job by Gary. Gary's always great, though. You know what I'm saying? Just awesome guy, okay?
I think that was the first time I've heard him get it wrong.
Yeah, I mean, there's a mercy, but I'm pretty sure it's light.
I'm going to say 99% still great.
Yeah.
He's right on it.
I'm glad you brought that up. So I go through my entire college career. Now, this is true. This is absolutely true. One A minus, every other grade an A, and the only thing I talk about my grades is the A minus.
This still haunts you? Yeah. Yes.
So you can do 99.899 things right, and that's not what we focus on? Is that not humanity? That's humanity in a nut. Oh, yeah, shell, nutshell. Yeah, but just in a nut. Okay, let's move on from there. This text is so good, I'm just not going to do it justice. You know I'm not going to do it justice. Don't even try. But here we are. We're in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The Holy Spirit controls your lives. He will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So let's just stop. He will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love. Oh, the Lord will produce all the ooey-gooey feelings? No, that's not biblical love. Biblical love is making a decision to give sacrificially for the benefit of another in some way, shape, or form. It's caring about others at the same level that we care about ourselves and beyond, which is exactly what Jesus told us to do. The Holy Spirit produces in us love. Everybody understands God is love. The Holy Spirit produces that inside of us, which then gives you the verification that the Holy Spirit is God. Otherwise, how could that happen? Since God is love and the Holy Spirit produces love, hello, that's the connection. But the main element here is it's not love as the world defines love. It's love as God defines love. Jesus said in Revelation, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. You never hear that from the world, but you hear it from Jesus. You see that difference? The world has one interpretation, pretty much like they make everything sour. God's like, no, this is what it is. And what God does for us is he loves us. He doesn't love us by saying, oh, you can just have good feelings all the time. Don't worry about it. Ooh, that's called drugs. That's not the thing. Love is a commitment and a decision for the betterment of the other person, even to the point of sacrifice. That's what love is. That's what the Holy Spirit produces in us. And then I'll just stop at this one after, and then we'll break. And then joy is next. And we get all really excited, right? Why? Nehemiah, right? Nehemiah, chapter 8, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Woohoo! And then you even have a song about it. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And then it goes on. It says, if you want joy, you must clap for it. Okay, that's wrong. Okay? It's wrong to clap for joy because that's not where joy comes from. You know where joy comes from? The Holy Spirit! So you're looking for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, and it's the Holy Spirit that produces that inside of us. You getting the picture there? It's like, okay, that's just the first two. There's still seven more to go. Uh-oh, we'll deal with that when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been my privilege in my past. I've been a Christian for a short time, only about 40 years. But when I was in my first year, I had a chance to meet James Robeson, who had a chance to pray for my brother and myself. Very helpful at a very needful time as we were fighting our way out of a Christian cult. And he prayed for clarity. And it was just a pastor's gathering in Phoenix, Arizona. And I have the privilege again of interviewing one of what I consider to be one of the great men of God who are still with us on this planet. And I just want to give a wholehearted welcome and open door and open heart to James Robeson. Thank you, sir, for being a part of our show and a part of our audience.
Well, David, it's a pleasure to join with you, and I'm grateful that praying together was meaningful to you and a very important point in your life. So just joy to be with you and your listeners. Now, David, can I just download what I believe is the heart of our Heavenly Father to your listeners for a few minutes?
Yes, please, by all means.
When I spoke to the leaders before the election, and I talked about the need, this is in Washington, there were nearly 2,000 pastors and church leaders there. And I said, I'm telling you, there are people right now who are being captivated by the Jesus they see in some of our lives. And I said, listen to me. We have a fatherless nation, desperately in need of a father. If we, as believers, as Christians, who have the perfect Father, if we would show people clearly what the family of the perfect Father looks like, I believe the fatherless would run to the Father and the Father's house. And I believe that. I said that to the President of the United States. I said, sir, your children say you're a good father. Eric Trump happened to be sitting by me when I first said that. Eric said, he's a great father. I said, well, he may be, but that doesn't mean he's flawless. I do believe that we need a father, and I believe we can pray and God can raise up people that have a father's heart. And so I began to emphasize the church revealing what the Father's like. Now, listen to me. We as believers comprise the body of Christ, the body of born-again, baptized into Christ believers who are born from above. We have a perfect Heavenly Father who reveals His will. He's not willing that any should perish. He said, you call on me, and I'll heal your land. Now, listen to me. Christian believers, we're not looking for a champion. We've got one. He's the only one that rides the white horse. We're not looking for a king. We have a king. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that's Jesus. He holds kings in His hand. Our King, our Shepherd, our Father said, come to me as my family, and you ask me to heal your land in desperate need of healing. You come in humility. You come knowing I'm the only one that can heal, and I can use imperfect vessels to accomplish my perfect will. I always have, I always will.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. After that question, we're going to send you up to the website, as we often do. And then we got a couple other things in store for you, plus the continuation of the teaching on the fruits of the Spirit, which I'm just having a great time doing. So if you guys are not as enjoying yourself as much as me, I'm sorry, but I am. That's a nice way to say that, isn't there? Here's your next trivia question. Now, this is a listen. You got to listen, and I'm going to give you the reference because you might need to look at this. According to the Bible, who was the second longest living man? Is it Enoch, Lamech, or Jared? and I'm telling you, you need to look. Genesis 5, 19 and 20. According to the Bible, who was the second longest living man? Enoch, Lamech, Jared. Genesis 5, 19 and 20. If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. We are going to send you up to the website. I don't know why we say up to the website, but we do. It's just one of those weird go up to the website. On the website is praise forms, prayer request forms, plus a lot of other cool stuff. There's encouraging and old sermons. I mean, sermons that are like 25 years old, but they're still cool. They're still fun. So, and then there's a place to give, and we need that partnership, and we need you to participate. If we're going to keep doing this ministry, I need your help. Can't do it on my own. Don't make enough. Don't bring in enough. We need help. That simple. Our scripture, 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I testify according to their ability, and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. That's the verse for giving. Please check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
That also is a little bit before your time.
Oh, I know. That's from the song, right?
Yeah.
Hooked on a Feeling?
Okay. Yeah. There you see. You got that. There you go. There you go.
Yeah. I do like classic music, though.
Hooked on a Feeling. Okay, sorry.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. According to the Bible, who was the second longest living man? That's your triv question. Is it Enoch, Lamech, or Jared? Notice every time there's a that I got to do the part of it. Enoch, Lamech, or Jared. Genesis 5, 19 through 20 is where your answer is going to be. If you think you know the answer, reach out to us. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Whether you are in San Diego or Dallas, reach out to us and we'll be glad to get your response. We do have somebody calling in, so that's good. And then once they're done on the call-in, we're going to go right back into the teaching on the fruits of the Spirit. And again, this is an important part about our relationship with the Lord, is to understand that these things that get produced in us are all connected to our communion with God. Everything you do is connected to your communion with the Lord. I mean, I can't say it enough. I can't stress it enough. When Jesus told the disciples, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me," I mean, Jesus lived to fulfill, and all of that was based on this communion that he had with the Father. And it's just like, come on. That's what we need. We need right relationship to produce right ministry. Okay? All right. Somebody ready to answer a trivia question?
Yes, yep. Along with a prayer request.
Okay, send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to? Hello? This is David. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Yeah, this is Brother Ace. Y'all doing all right?
Hey, Brother Ace, how you doing?
Well, I'm not doing too good, buddy. I'm trying to crawl out of my door, and I just need a little prayer. I need a lot of prayer for muscle strength. I'm losing my muscles pretty bad.
Okay.
And I just need the Lord to intervene and through a prayer of the righteous and help me to get through this situation a little bit.
You got it. We're going to pray for you. Can you answer the triv question, do you think?
Well, I think I don't know why Lamech's that's on my mind for some reason.
Okay. So that's a good one, but if it wasn't Lamech, it's who else would it be?
Well, Enoch.
And if it wasn't him, who else would that be?
Well, whoever the last one was.
The last one, Jared. That's right. Jared's his name. So Methuselah was 969 was Methuselah, and then Jared lived 962. So that's that's why that was a tough one though. Don't worry about that. Let me pray over you though. I want to pray over you for healing. Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it. Everybody pray for me because I sure need it.
All right, you got it, Father. We come before you right now, and first and foremost, we thank you and we praise you, and we are asking you right now to pour your Holy Spirit into Brother Ace's body, and that he would be filled with the Spirit to such a degree that he can know that your presence is in him, on him, and through him, and you would bring healing power, your healing power, the same power that rose Jesus from the dead into his body, and that he would have a quickening by the power of the Spirit, and he would find full healing from this thing that's attacking him, this disease, this disaster, this spirit, whatever it is, we ask in the name of Jesus to give him complete freedom from its effectiveness and let him find full healing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
And amen.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We'll let the Lord carry on his work. Thank you.
You got it. You keep me posted, brother, okay? Keep me posted so I can keep praying for you. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay, you brother. Appreciate you.
All right.
Brother.
God bless you, bro.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right, so that I'm telling the audience right now, Brother Ace, he's one of our dear first people, one of the first people ever, by the way, to reach into the show. Be praying for Brother Ace, okay? Just like you're praying for Brother Gary, be praying for Brother Ace, okay? All right, let me get back to this text. I want to get to this now. We're in Galatians chapter 5. I've been doing a lot of studying in Genesis, so leave me alone. We are in verse 22. It says, he will produce this kind of fruit, love, joy, peace. Well, what do you mean peace? Well, here's the biggest thing. People medicate because they do not have peace. That doesn't mean all medicines are bad. Don't get weird on me. What they do, though, is if there's so much turmoil between the left and right ear, and we need the peace that passes all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds. That is another fruit of the Holy Spirit. Peace. And since the Holy Spirit bears witness to the ministry of Jesus, and Jesus is the Prince of Peace, that works together. So you have love, joy, peace, patience. Everyone just said, I just said patience. They went, ouch. This is literally talking to Don today. Patience. It's like, then you learn the lesson, right? Then you have the next lesson, and it's on patience. And you're like, I thought I already went through this, which shows you didn't remember the lesson because you're already complaining about another patience, and that's not having patience. See, that's – and yes, the joke is great. I am a doctor. I have no patience. I get it, but that's not the point. The point is we need to have this patience, this stillness within that says, those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Do you know what that means? Wait. That's what patience is.
Oh!
See, that's a good one, right? And then this next one, kindness, and I want to say this, and we'll do the other ones after this, but kindness. Let me just say this about kindness. You know when somebody's kind, and you know how to be kind, and you and I should be kind. That is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. If we're not kind, we're not cool. I know. That's probably for some people like, well, you know, I'm 85. I don't want to be cool. I get that. But you need to be kind because Jesus was kind. And that means take a little bit of the edge off. Okay? Doesn't mean you got to be weak, but nicer. I don't think that's complex. Okay? We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites.
CowPunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, CowPunch does it all. CowPunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with CowPunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? CowPunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's CowPunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. CowPunchSites.com/dad.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus' longest sermon that's recorded is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, which takes about 25 to 30 minutes long. It takes about 30 minutes to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So here's a lesson for pastors and preachers everywhere. Jesus said everything he wanted to say in the Sermon on the Mount in 30 minutes. Paul took 12 hours. God didn't record a single word.
The David Spoon Experience on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're going to deviate just a little bit. We have somebody calling in. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joyanne.
Hi, Joyanne. How are you?
I am so blessed, and I want to thank you for praying for my travels on Friday. I had a wonderful time with my college nurse friends up in the panhandle of Oklahoma and got back safely last night. So bless you. Thank you. And in the vein of nursing, I was so touched by Ace's call just now, Brother Ace. So may I just share something I happened to read this afternoon about muscle pain? I don't know if it will relate to his medical history, but I just thought that maybe that was a nice coincidence.
Yep, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Well, there is a site called peoplespharmacy.com, and they just shared an article today. So it's for the 31st, if anyone wants to go to peoplespharmacy.com. about some people having a muscle pain and muscle damage called myositis. And it's a little different from myalgia, but I won't get too complicated. But some people do well to take coenzyme Q10 to offset that type of side effect. And people can check with their doctor on that, but for what that's worth, and I'm praying for Brother Ace, and I love that man.
Yeah.
And I love everybody in the audience that call in. So thank you.
You are welcome. Excellent job, and we appreciate you doing that and contributing and sharing that, especially because I just came across it recently, and it just was good timing on that. It was like, wow, that's amazing. Excellent
job. Thank you, Dr. David. Keep up the good work. Loving the show. All appreciate right. it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Excellent job. All right. So we will squeeze in a triv question, but then we're going to skip the history and everything else. So we'll just do that because I got to finish up. I still have 4 of the 9 to go, and I could take each one and just do it forever and a day. But here's your triv question. Now listen. And if you don't know, you need to know. And I just gave this scripture to my granddaughter and told her she needed to know this scripture. So here it is. I'm just going to give it to you. You can tell me what it is or isn't. Where should we approach with confidence? The altar, the house of God, or the throne of grace? Where should we approach with confidence? The altar, the house of God, or the throne of grace? The answer you're looking for is in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And that verse is a verse that everybody should know. I mean, you should, if you highlight and that's not highlighted, time to highlight. That's a nice way to say that, okay? All right. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is your little brother.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, not much. Just had a chance to listen to you and happened to be a trivia, so I said, okay.
Good job.
I'll give it a shot.
All right, here we go. Where should we approach with confidence? The altar, the house of God, or the throne of grace?
With the altar, no. And house of God, no. So let's pick up the throne of grace.
That is correct, Emmanuel! We come with confidence to the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace in our time of need. That's what the passage says. That's why that's such a good passage. Ah, love that passage. Excellent job, bro. You doing okay?
Yes, I'm passing by a really nice Mexican restaurant, and I'm just craving it.
Well, have chips and salsa on me. I can't have those today, but you can. I can't have them yet. Great job, brother.
Hey,
great
job. Remind me, when are you having that procedure?
That's Thursday. It should be an in and out, okay. But it's, you know, it's still the thing on my head. So, you know, I don't want the rest of my brains to fall
like
out.
I like animal style at the in and out. So.
Yeah, exactly. Good job, brother.
All right. Yeah, definitely. I'll keep you in my prayer.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We got about 4 minutes. I got 4 fruits. I'm going to do them anyway because I got to do them.
A minute of fruit, go.
There we go. A minute of fruit. So we already did love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. Now we have goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Goodness, actually, ironically, goodness has more to do with generosity. Not the goodness that you think, not moral goodness. It's a person who's good because they're kind to those that are less fortunate is where that's coming from. So I'm just helping you because, you know, you think of goodness. Well, I'm good. Well, I'm good. It's not that kind of, it's not a moral goodness. It's somebody that gives generously because that's the kind of person they are. That's the goodness it means. Faithfulness. Faithfulness is super easy to understand. Ready? It's not faith. It's faithfulness. You know what it is? Loyalty. Loyalty is so important in the kingdom of God. Loyalty first to God. Then anything else, that's fine. Anybody else, anything else, character. But first to the Lord. Nothing between you and God. Anything between you and God is an idol. And that is your God. You got to watch that, right? So faithfulness. And then the next one is gentleness. This is one of my worst. This is one of my worst. It's not just because of the stuff that's going on in the world today. I am more gentle now than I was 20 years ago. But I am not gentle enough where I could say it's like Jesus. That's just true. But when I pray, I ask God to help me, not make me gentle, you know, make me gentle. So then, you know, I don't go around going, meh. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about being softer because I can be hard and difficult, right? And I got to be careful with that. And some of you, just like me, have that little that little twist. It's like, yep. And then the last one is the one that everybody say it, people go, bah. Okay? So we've done love, joy, patience, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What is self-control? That means controlling yourself. That's what it means. It's not even a complex term. Be in control, right? Don't lose control. There's a couple of ways to lose control. Most people lose control by what? Blowing their stack. That means that they've lost control. Don't do that. Be in control. I was talking to my son the other day. We were talking about, you know, being reactionary. It's like, don't just be reaction. People are reaction. They react to this. They react to this. They react to this. Don't just be reaction. Be actionary. Be purposeful. Be in control. That's self-control. Now, these nine things, these nine fruits, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Here it says in the scripture, here there is no conflict with the law. If we operate out of these things and they're active in our lives, it's awesome. Be aware that they don't all activate at the same level. Don't know if you've noticed this or not, but sometimes the Lord does concentrate more in your life so that you're exhibiting more love, more joy, more peace, more patience, more kindness, more goodness, more faithfulness, more gentleness, more self-control. Nothing wrong with that. That's fantastic. As long as God is working on you, that's what counts. It's when he's not working on you that you better worry. Because that means he's not training you, disciplining you, guiding you, leading you, so on and so forth. Those are nine fruits of spirit. I just want to say something real quickly because Leanne said this. You just have to love Leanne. She just texted me and said, choose the bread of life or you will be toast. You see our show? We have people contributing from all sides. That's just the best that there is. All right, so bottom line here, let the Holy Spirit direct and guide your words, your actions, your thoughts. That's a big part of it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, he reached down and saved me. Purchased my freedom at the cost of his son. What else can I do?
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.